All right, Weston Pike, Washougal, I just signed an autograph for a kid in front of you. Maybe now I'll get a little more respect from you?
No, no respect at all.
Okay. Hey, 2018 Fly Stuff came out today. What'd you think?
Oh, it's pretty badass this year. I'm happy with...
Okay, wait, for real, though?
No, for okay, real. Right. The gear is pretty awesome this year. You know, the colorways, the two tones, the different color pants, jerseys, and everything. They definitely killed it this year, and it looks good. So I'm stoked to be wearing it.
I'm not going to ask Max, and he's going to tell me that you told him never let you wear that color again or anything?
No, I'd never said that. So,
hey, today I think two good motos. You're probably soaked on your first one as opposed to the second.
Yeah.
But second one, you just came up from a bit of a bad start.
Yeah, you know, overall today I had my head in my ass on the start. And, you know, I tried to get off to get starts, but the gates were super slick. And, you know, I think I made the wrong choice on a few things going into this weekend with how slick it was. I didn't really try some things that we should have. But, you know.
Tires or chassis?
No, just some traction control options and gearing and stuff. I ran my package that I would on a really loamy start that I wouldn't spin up. So, I have a lot of horsepower in the bike and a lot of torque on the bottom end right now. I just didn't choose the option that I should have. So it's my fault with that. But you know, other than that, yeah, it's a tight track, and everybody's going so damn fast. It's hard to make progress on and pass people, you know, when you get a 15th place start. You can't get to the front. But you know, I did what I could. I got up to sixth first moto, and second moto I got eighth. So you know, I'm not stoked at that second moto, but you know, 6-8 for seventh is better than, you know, having a DNF or whatnot. So I'm happy, somewhat happy with the weekend. You know, second moto could have been better, but you know, everybody on the team is doing an awesome job, and you know, it's just looking forward to the next three races and getting up towards the podium.
Second moto, I was watching you and Freddie because I had both of you in my fantasy moto. You caught him, you were on him. Did you make a mistake, or did he just gap you a little bit? Because I really thought you were going by him at one point.
Yeah, well, when I caught up to him, I was trying everything I possibly could to get by him, and he was riding good. You know, he had a good pace going, and he was taking the fast line around the track, and there was literally only one fast line around the track, and I was trying other lines and
losing time,
and I pulled back up to him and couldn't make the pass. So it was real frustrating on my part, and you know, I couldn't even get close enough in a rut to move him out of the way if I wanted to, because it was so tight. But you know, he rode good, and like I said, I made a few mistakes trying to get to him, and I lose time, and then catch back up and lose time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's just how it is racing. You know, every weekend's different, and, you know, everybody's going fast.
Talked to Dino earlier. He doesn't like this place. A lot of guys don't like this place. You've always done well here, even when you were a privateer guy. What is it about Washougal?
You know, I've came up here since an amateur, and I've always liked the place. It's a good scenery, and, you know, obviously the dirt's not the best, but it's similar to what I ride in California, and that's what I'm used to, and that's what I'm comfortable on. So it's a good track for me. I have a lot of fans up here and a lot of good memories up here, coming up here as an amateur and winning a bunch of money and whatnot. So it's just always been a good area for me.
All right, thanks, man. See you at Unadilla.
Cool, thanks.
Oh, wait, before I go, we're having a little pool on Phil's finishes at Unadilla. He's got mad at me because I didn't give him very good finishes.
What did you give him?
I gave him like 14, 16 or something, and he was very upset. He said he wouldn't even go if he knew he was getting 14, 16.
Yeah.
Now, okay, Anderson's out. We got some guys out, but
what's
Phil going to do at Unadilla?
He's been riding good in North Carolina, but, you know, the track isn't really that rough there, and Unadilla's a pretty goddamn gnarly track. So I think he'll have one good moto on him for first moto, and then I think second moto will be a little tough for him, but I think he'll be able to pull a top 12.
Give me scores.
Overall.
Yeah, okay.
I can't give you individual scores, but he'll get probably 12th overall, something like that.
I think he'll be mad at that prediction.
10 to 12. I mean, you know, you never know. It's his home track, but it's Unadilla. It's a beast. So.
Thanks.
And it's a lot of ruts, and, you know, he's got a bad ankle, and, you know, your dragging feet, that can, you know, take you out in any seconds. So.
Thanks.
Yep.